Several times during the 1830s, when he was in his 20s, Robert Schumann thought of composing a piano concerto, but nothing ever came of the project. During May of 1841, 8 months after his long-delayed marriage to the brilliant pianist Clara Wieck, Schumann composed especially for her a fantasy in A minor for piano and orchestra. At the same time, he worked on his first symphony in B flat and on the score that was to become his fourth symphony in D minor. In August of 1841, the Gewandhaus Orchestra in Leipzig was preparing a performance of the first symphony, and Clara seized the opportunity to read through the fantasy twice with the orchestra. In her diary, she wrote, "Carefully studied, it must give the greatest pleasure to those that hear it." However, there was no great rush among publishers to secure the work for their catalogs, and the score was set aside for 4 years. In 1845, while Schumann and Clara were in Dresden, he made a concerto out of his Concert Allegro, as he had intended to call it, by adding to the first movement fantasy an intermezzo and a finale. In her diary, when the work was finished, Clara wrote, "Robert has added a beautiful last movement to his fantasy in A minor, so that it has now become a concerto, which I mean to play next winter. I am very glad about it, for I always wanted a great bravura piece by him." The first performance of the score was conducted by Ferdinand Hiller, to whom the score was dedicated. It was given in Dresden in December 1845, and Clara, of course, was the pianist. She repeated it in Leipzig just a few weeks later at a concert of the Gewandhaus Orchestra, with the Schumann's friend Felix Mendelssohn conducting. And then Clara took it to city after city. Early reactions to the concerto were on the cool side, but for more than a century now, it has been the delight of pianists and audiences who are attuned to its near-perfect evocation of the age of Romanticism. And our soloist in the concerto, Murray Pariah, is coming to the front of the stage now with our conductor, Leonard Bernstein. We'll have the piano concerto in A minor by Robert Schumann.
Thank you.
Piano Concerto in A Minor by Robert Schumann. Murray Perry, a soloist with the New York Philharmonic, under the direction of Leonard Bernstein. And Mr. Bernstein threw his arms around Mr. Perry when the performance was over. And now the two of them have gone to the backstage area. This performance of the Schumann Piano Concerto, the New York Philharmonic under Leonard Bernstein's direction, with Murray Perry as the soloist.